This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Legislature and the governor placed North Carolina in direct opposition to federal laws prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex and gender identity. More to the point, they created state-sponsored discrimination against transgender individuals.
I do not agree with their interpretation of federal law.
All right, so as you can see, by listening to the top of this, we have a battle brewing in North Carolina. You heard Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, and the lawsuit filed by the governor, Pat McCrory, today from North Carolina. This all has to do with the bathroom and the rights of someone to use that bathroom. But who is that someone? North Carolina suing the president, the government, over the bathroom bill. Let me just roll this back in case you haven't heard, and I would be shocked if you haven't heard this deal. But in looking at what's going on in the Tar Heel State, the problem is, think of the stalls and think of the daughters is what so many are saying. So the North Carolina governor filed that lawsuit asking a federal court to rule that its bathroom law is not discriminatory. In the complaint, McCrory accused the feds of baseless and blatant overreach. You know, this lawsuit came rolling down hours before a deadline that the Justice Department had set for the governor to say that he would abandon the law which bans transgender people from using bathrooms that don't match the gender on their birth certificates. McCrory said he was filing the complaint to help push away the uncertainty sparked by the debate and to ensure that North Carolina doesn't lose out on federal money until the issue is resolved in the court, because that's the threat, as you heard. The Justice Department sent that letter to him last week saying it determined that the controversial legislation known as House Bill 2 violated federal civil rights law. They said that if no changes were made by the end of business Monday, they were prepared to file a lawsuit or strip the state of some federal money. Wow. So how about that? McCrory said in an interview with Fox News on Sunday as part of the Sunday Swirl, "I'm not going to publicly announce that something discriminates," which is agreeing with their letter, because we're really talking about a letter in which they're trying to defend gender identity. He says there's no clear identification or definition of gender identity. It's the federal government being a bully. Being an absolute bully. One of the many issues boiling over in America today, but especially in North Carolina. So the Justice Department, North Carolina, duking it out over what's what. The complaints were filed several hours apart. It is the epicenter of ground zero for this. The attorney general went on to say the action is about a great deal more than just bathrooms. It's about the dignity and respect we accord our fellow citizens and the laws that we as a people and as a country have enacted to protect them. So there's massive tension. There's already been boycotts of North Carolina by companies and threats from the federal government that billions of dollars in annual funding could absolutely be withheld. There is a growing war going on between the North Carolinians and the feds. the governor has defended the state law. He signed it in. He signed it to make it a law in March as a response to a Charlotte city ordinance that expanded civil rights protections for people based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Now, Lynch linked the bill with a terrible legacy that included Jim Crow laws and resistance to the Brown versus the Board of Education decision, saying it wasn't too long ago that states like North Carolina, this is Lynch, had signs above restrooms, water fountains, and on public accommodations keeping people out based upon a distinction without a difference. So the question becomes, where do you stand on this issue? If you would like to throw in your two cents, of course you are invited to this show. 855-266-5283. Send me an email, americatonight.net, or you can even tweet me. Real Radio Talk. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. So let's get real. Who's right in this one? The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, ahead of it, said that calling the law a bathroom bill trivializes the measure's true impact, which could affect state employees, students, and sports fans alike, making transgender people feel like they don't fit in. The Justice Department sent that letter to the governor and other public officials saying, abandon this law. Abandon it, we beg you. It violates federal civil rights statutes. North Carolina gets ready for this. Drum roll, please. More than $4 billion in federal education funding each year, most of it in the form of student loans. They were reviewing whether to withhold the money because of the bathroom law. Now, just so you know, the government has withheld money from schools before over civil rights issues, including when dozens of neighborhoods in the southern states refused to desegregate in the 1960s. Wow. I don't know that you can solve this anytime soon. I don't think you can. But the conversation is well worth having. Think of that money that would be withheld. Not good. $4 billion is a lot of billion when you need it and you're used to it and you're relying on it. $4 billion, with a B, billion dollars. All right, when we come back, we're going to peel back the onion some more on this story, and there are a few other, I would say, eye-popping moments that happened during the day or the last couple of days. We'll jump all over that. And as a reminder, it's about numbers, so coming up, we can count. Hang out with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
No one in North Carolina was talking about bathroom policy until Charlotte City Council imposed a mandate on private businesses.
That's right. That's exactly what happened and what started the ball rolling on now what's happened with North Carolina becoming ground zero for a big transgender issue, and that is the right to use the bathroom of their new sex, of the person's new sex, when they've made a change, because the Charlotte City Council approved transgender bathrooms. The idea that they could choose a public bathroom they felt comfortable with. This happened back in February, if you remember. So then North Carolina lawmakers said, forget about this, and that's the bathroom law. The new North Carolina governor, who you just heard, Pat McCrory, signed a bill, first of all, in March, repealing Charlotte's transgender bathrooms, and then filing a lawsuit now on Monday. Now, there may be somebody listening to us that's transgender. I was reading a great piece in the Charlotte Observer, rather, good paper, about what it means, understanding what it means to be transgender. And talking about the confusion over what that means. Pat McCrory defended North Carolina's law that requires people to use public restrooms that correspond to the sex on their birth certificates. He characterized transgender people as boys who may think they're a girl. So there is personal feelings here. The whole gender identity thing. The image, the studies, what has gone into decades and decades of, you know, you want to talk about coming out of the closet, of not coming out of the closet and making that even that much more difficult to mess with. So who's right, who's wrong, or is there just a better way? There's your question. Were we asleep at the wheel in the 70s? There must be something to explain this. Right? And by the way, this is this chromosome thing. Babies born in whom chromosomes suggest one sex don't match the appearance of the genitals. There's so many reasons for what happens. There's definitely a lot of information that shows us gender identity, they say, is hormonally influenced. And affected by your body's ability to respond to hormones, so you get it. Where do you stand? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or flip me that email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Before we do the numbers thing, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Kate, I can explain it in two words.
Let's hear it.
Tolerance is the first word. And then the other one is just being forced down our throats now. Before, we were tolerant.
Yeah.
And the problem is now it's being forced down our throat.
Yeah.
Which is unconstitutional.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with civil rights because the Constitution trumps it. And the Second Amendment says I have a right to be secure in my personal property. And it's been determined in the court of law that my body is just that. And if I walk into the bathroom and I don't feel safe or secure, then my rights are being infringed upon.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the federal turn of January and the cabinet and all them loopy-headed people up there, I think that open-air bathroom ideal I had the other night would be great. You believe in it? This is what you use. Lock up the bathrooms, and it's the only one they can use.
Lock up the bathrooms. This is your special key.
Well, I mean, if they believe that strongly in it, prove it.
Yeah.
Get out there and prove it.
Yeah.
Of course, this wasn't really what I want to talk about, because I pretty much made my opinion last night about that open air.
You did, yeah.
Which is, you know, I'm trying to educate you, you know, because these young kids in the college, when they sit there, well, that's all right, you know, that's fine, I accept you, the fact that you want to be, you know. I mean, that is tolerance there.
Right.
I'm going to say that. But they don't recognize that their right is being infringed upon by having it forced into these laws. And that's the problem. That's a pure definition of bureaucracy. Well, why don't you just enforce the existing laws instead of rewriting a new law and confusing it? Because it doesn't make me money as a politician.
That's right. You got to stand in front of it. Let me come up with my own legislation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's similar.
To blur it, to obscure it, and, you know, hey, self-promote themselves, you know, that's bureaucracy. You know, it's just like a politician sit there and tell you, well, you don't understand, it's too complicated. Our forefathers were farmers.
Yeah, how they understand.
And look what they wrote. You can't even tear it up. You're doing your best to try as a well-educated turn. Well, let me get off that horse. Speaking of horses, I can't remember which year, but it was 93 or 94, 95. But I got word back to the farm on a batch of chickens that we had raised from pullets that the people up in the mansion at the Kentucky Derby really, really enjoyed the chicken.
No kidding.
But they didn't understand how much it robbed us. Basically, a pullet is a 39-day-old chicken, and normally we'll raise chickens in 60 days. Now they're going even longer.
Wow, really?
But your goal is to make a nickel per pound, and you want a five-pound bird in 60 days. When they do these pullets in 40 days, I was, you know, well, my dad got so mad, he said, next time I raise a batch of pullets, you're going to pay me 15 to 17 cents a pound. Because, see, you're in competition with other farmers.
Right.
And if your batch weighs the heaviest and you get, you know, anywhere from three to a nickel, and you want that nickel.
Yeah, you want it.
Best, yeah, you want the best batch. If there's anything you ever want to ask me about chicken farming.
Well, you know it, don't you?
Well, I farmed. Then I went from farming, and I actually drove a delivery truck delivering Popeye's, Church's, KFC. And then I went to live haul, hauling chickens from the farm to the processing. And I've also worked in processing where they cut the bird up. And I've also worked in sanitation when you clean up the plant afterwards, which is where a lot of the problems are right there with all everybody.
Dirty plant.
No, they use what that's called lilac acid soap. And, of course, naturally, you use a lot of stainless in all your butcheries. And the problem is, this metal is porous.
Oh, yeah.
And it don't matter how much hot water you shoot at it with, you know, 120 PSI hose, there's still soap in it because that stuff really soaks in it.
Yeah.
And
so you're not going to get it fully clean.
No, you're not. And so a lot of people are eating soap.
Ugh.
They just don't realize it.
Yeah, yeah.
Untrained.
Crazy.
Yeah, untrained workers and whatnot, you know. But, you know. But what really got me, and I know you're going to probably talk about it, is, you know, I did make a comment about Elizabeth Warren a couple of weeks. I can't remember something she said bad about Trump or whatnot. But you seen the email, and she got a lot of publicity over the weekend about her comment to Trump saying that the KKK is the reason Trump's got where he got with their support.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know she heard me, and she knows I'm from the South. I kind of take that personal because she really doesn't know me. But that's one that's, you know, because I can point
good
out
point.
Here. I can go this way, too. I'm not too fond about what Ryan did with Donald Trump and what he's doing currently. And, you know, to point out that, he never did anything about Obama when he said he was in the 60-minute interview going to rail Obama in when he gave $150 billion to Iran.
Yeah, exactly. He made some good points. You're playing checkers and you're making the right moves there, Grim. There's no question. Thanks for all the info filling in the gaps on chickens. And he's absolutely right about stainless and being surrounded by it. You see what happens and how easily stuff can be dirty. Hang with us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Youngevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
William Shower. Don't know the name? Well, he was the dad on the Patty Duke show. Star Trek. He was in Star Trek. A whole bunch of other flicks and whatnot. Lived to be 93. He just died on Sunday. He was really a veteran character actor. And, I mean, again, I know the face immediately. I know who it was. Because even in his older years, he made cameo appearances and whatnot. He had a reoccurring role on a show I loved called True Blood. He was the mayor of Bon Temps, Louisiana, which was his part of his appeal, I think. And think about this. He was born in 1922. And how sad. Patty Duke was just, what, about a month ago that Patty Duke, maybe less than a month that Patty Duke died. So he did Leave It to Beaver, The Waltons, Twilight Zone, The Wild West, Get Smart, Hawaii 5-0. He was in a ton of old flicks. If you go into TV Land, you see him on TV Land series. But that's a long, good life, living that long. So his family, you know, said he was just a proud actor. And he served as president of the Screen Actors Guild for a long time, from 1979 to 81, which is a pretty decent little reign there. And he oversaw a three-month strike that centered around rates and residuals for pay TV. Video cassettes, video discs included a boycott of the Primetime Emmy Awards. When the strike failed, Shalit responded by pushing to merge the union with the Actors Union, with the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. And I used to be in AFTRA because I worked in a city where you had to be a member of AFTRA. And so I clearly remember that. If we were going to act, SAG AFTRA, you could also act if you were in AFTRA. That would count, obviously, toward that. So, again, a big TV dad, a guy whose face you would know, even if you're a millennial, you would know his face, maybe not his name, William Shalit, dead at the age of 93. We move on to, when is something too much? When do you say, you know what, we got to bag this? Because I think this is kind of ridiculous. Do we really need to pay that much money for a high school stadium? Well, there is a city that wants to spend $63 million for a high school stadium. And it's in Texas. And the Texas town approved the bond to build the $62.8 million high school football stadium. So the ball's in the court of the voters, and they said yes. Yes. And it's not too far from where our satellite facility is, where I'm broadcasting from. McKinney, Texas. Kind of a little bit of a wealthy suburb, not the wealthiest in Dallas, Texas, but they approved a $220 million bond that would allocate $50.3 million toward the construction of a 12,000-seat high school football stadium for the local school district. It'll cost $62.8 million in total. It's going to be the most expensive high school stadium built to date. By the way, less than 5 miles north of the $60 million one in Allen, Texas. So right there in the same backyard, if you will. $62.8 million. Let's see what's where some of those high school students end up playing their football. Is a stadium just a stadium? Yes or no? How'd you like to have 12 kids? An easy dozen. I don't think there'd be anything easy about that dozen. Antonio Cromartie and his wife, Tarika, had twins on Mother's Day. So guess what that means? That means 12. The twins make it 12 kids for Cromartie, who has one other son and daughter with Tarika since their wedding in 2008. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of kids. It's awesome. It's got to be awesome when you get older, though, because you have all these kids and all these stories, and if they all come over for a big celebration or a Thanksgiving or whatever, that has to be something to see. I'm going to digress here from We Can Count, but although this is numbers, I went to my cousin John Fitzgerald's wedding in the Dells in Wisconsin. Some of you listening are very familiar with the Dells. It was really a lot of fun. Flew into Madison, went to the wedding. He's my close cousin. And we all went to breakfast. There's a handful of us. And the waitress was awesome. I mean, she's just awesome, friendly, filling up people's water and coffee. And we started to talk to her, and I don't know how this came up because of the wedding thing. And she said, well, she knew what it was like to have a lot of help because she had had 15 kids. 15 kids. Wow. That is a whole lot of birthing. 15 of your own kids. I know it's not a record, but it's up there. I mean, it's up there with other people who have had 15. Wow. We go from the 12 kids to the 273,000 union workers and retirees who are getting ready for pension cuts. Yeah. The Central States Pension Fund covers workers and people who retired from more than 1,500 companies across a bunch of industries. But most of the retirees were truck drivers. A lot of the fund's companies went bankrupt after the trucking industry was deregulated in the 80s. So now the fund's in trouble. It's paying out $3 for every $1 it takes in. And it's expected to run out of money in 10 years. That's got to be brutal for the people who are paying into it. And they say, oh, well, thanks a lot. That's a poke in the eye, right? And you know there's personal stories about this. Terrible stories. Because there always are people who lose so much. They, in fact, in one of the stories I read, they talked about a couple that would lose just over $2,000 a month if the pension cuts are approved, which when you get on a fixed income, are you kidding me? Yeah. It's ridiculous. Current workers also not only face a reduction in benefits, but may also end up working longer than expected. The fund raised its minimum retirement age from 62 to 65. It's not even funny, but can you imagine being that person on the doorstep and then that happens? Wow. Oh, that would be awful. Congratulations, you thought you were retiring, you're exhausted, but no, we got to get some more years out of you. We got to suck a few more years out of you, so we're sorry. We'll see you in the office. Yeah, that probably wouldn't go over well with a few people. I'm just thinking out loud. We were talking about 60-plus million before, but it was a football stadium. How much would you pay for a diamond? Would you reach into your wallet, reach really, really deep? Would there be a hole? Or would you be able to find $63 million? If you had found $63 million, the world's most expensive rough diamond sold for $63 million. A Canadian mining firm, Lucara, sold the 813-carat diamond for that amount of money. That's a new record. The diamond was called the Constellation. It was pulled out of a mine in Botswana in November of 2015. It was then bought by a Dubai-based Nemesis International DMCC. Lucara said it retained a 10% interest in the gem, allowing it to profit from further transactions under the Constellation after it is polished and cut. Because it has not been polished and cut, but I saw the diamond. Oh, mio, mio, mio. Whoever picked that up in that Botswanan mine, do you think they knew they had serious ice in their hand? We know that the world's largest diamond is the 3,106-carat diamond that was found in South Africa in 1905. The first Star of Africa, which now is on the Britain's royal scepter, was cut from that stone. That's pretty cool, just because it's cool history. The scepter has a piece of the stone, which indeed it does. It absolutely does. All right, as we continue here on We Can Count, I have one other quick one. I'm going to squeeze it in quickly. And this one is this, and it has to do with the fact that a new poll says 53% don't trust Trump to pick the next Supreme Court justice. Yes. Don't trust him. How about that? Do you trust Trump to pick the next Supreme Court justice? Think about it for a second. This, by the way, was the public policy polling survey. It is, I should say, Democratic leading. Not surprised they found 53 said, no way, no way. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
He was impeached, and then he lied about it. He said nothing happened with Monica Lewinsky, and then he said, sorry, folks, it actually did happen. And the guy was impeached for lying.
Donald Trump going after Clinton too. That would be the former president. We're going to see more and hear more of this along the campaign trail because now it's all Trump's. No more Cruz, no more Kasich. No more anybody in his way. And I think by now the people who were doubting that Trump could be there have woken up to a new reality that forget about that. He is here. He's not going away. He is the nominee. And the choice is vote for Trump or vote for Hillary Clinton. And here's what I would be curious about. None of these fantastic polls can tell us this. But what I would be curious about is how many people, because we keep hearing that, how many people would opt to, there's two options. Well, there's three. Vote for someone you don't like if you don't like Trump. Vote for someone you don't like because you believe in the Republican Party, even if it's in its fractured form or whatever. Completely abandon ship and vote for the other person. Whoa. Or just decide, stay home, vote for the other person, or just decide to write in a goofy name? Sometimes Donald Duck gets a few votes. Sometimes Mickey Mouse gets a few votes. You get my drift. There are people that do the wacky and put a sarcastic comment or whatever to make the point of, this is ridiculous. And it is crazy that you have people saying, well, you know, Trump was my choice. I can't even go there. I can't vote there, so I'm just not going to go. I'm not going to go to the convention. I'm not going to do it. And I really wonder deep down, I mean, this is who gets what he wants. If when he started this odyssey, which he had discussed it with some people beforehand, but when he started the official role to the presidency, deep down, did he really think he was going to get the nomination? And you know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to say, yeah. He really thought he was going to get the nomination, because here's the trick, folks. And you may know this. You may practice this trick. It's called, or I call it, it's called magical thinking. Meaning, you just breathe it, live it, it's mine. I'm going to do it. No matter what, it's happening. Game on. I'm not even thinking the doubt, plan B, plan C. Everybody else can plan, but I'm just rolling. And that's Trump. He's just rolling. And I think somewhere he knew that he had a great shot. At the presidency. I think he really, really knew or had that feeling, and that's it. And then he just goes. One time the great Harvey McKay told me that, you know what it takes to make it? There's three things. He said there's three things. And, you know, if you go to any bookstore, his books are all over the shelves. I said, what are the three things? I thought he was going to give me magic beans. He's going to give me coins to toss in the air. Wasn't quite sure. The three things are, you have to be hungry like a wolf, number one. Then he comes back and he says, what do you think number two is? And I said, call everyone you know. Have everybody help you. No, 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 no. Number two is hungry like a wolf. Now you get my drift here. Then he said, what's number three? Hungry like a wolf. That's Trump. When he wants it, he goes for it. He gets it. Maybe he falls short once in a while, but he definitely is out there jamming on it, trying for it. No fear, baby. The words no fear, we think we believe in no fear, and maybe we do, but to practice no fear is really a lot tougher than you think. And I think there's a lot of people, there's the people that have the magical thinking know they have it. I believe whether you think he's arrogant, awesome, whatever you think, I believe he has that and knew. He completely thought he had a shot, let everybody do whatever else they want to do. And he had more than a shot. He flew open the door, slammed it open. But it's not easy to grab onto that. Like I said, some athletes have it too, like a Tom Brady, he has that. That he's just going to come out, he's going to do it, and not even think about what people are saying. Even during Deflategate, I think he didn't want to have to answer uncomfortable questions and feel like a rube, but I don't think he cared that much. Meaning, he's rolling on. I'm rolling on toward the Super Bowl. That's what I'm doing. Magical thinking. I'm not concerned. I'm not sweating it. Speaking of sweating it, I just saw this study. I don't think I should read studies anymore. And maybe I shouldn't tell you the studies. But you ready for this? If you're in bed, sit up in bed. If you've got one eye open, open the second one. They're saying now, according to this Center for Immigration Studies, which we've had people on from that, that the households of illegal immigrants receive an average of about $1,000 more annually in federal welfare benefits than do the households of non-immigrant recipients. The Center for Immigration Studies broke down the federal cost data from 2012. The welfare payout is likely to illegal immigrant households averages 5,692 yearly, compared with the average 4,431 welfare payout to non-immigrant households collecting the benefit. And the CIS analysis study points out illegal immigrants are barred from directly getting welfare, but can get it through their U.S.-born children. Wow. You know what the cost is, the price tag? $103 billion, where welfare benefits to homes headed up by immigrants, that's where that is. 51% receive some type of welfare compared with 30% of non-immigrant U.S. households, and that's what the analysis shows. By the way, just to throw some more logs on the fire, since we're getting out of that season, immigrants receiving the most in the study of 2012 figures came from Mexico and Central America. You know what their average was? $8,251 yearly. 86% higher than the benefits used by non-immigrant households, according to the analysis. Boy, that would really make you furious, wouldn't it, if you thought about that? Housing costs are about the same for both groups. But a big difference whether you're sporting 50-something or 8-something. So 5,000-whatever compared to 8,000-whatever, that leap is a leap a lot of people would rather take. Let's not go in the backward position. Let's move forward. Let's punt the ball forward. Let's do it. Right? Remember that slogan? Let's do it. So those aren't shocking numbers either. It depends on when somebody snaps up the unemployment, I think, more than anything. And by the way, here's one for you. You can tweet me your answer. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. I'll give a prize to the best. Ex-Facebook workers are saying that Facebook blacklisted Newsmax and other conservative news websites. They didn't want that. At all. Didn't want it at all. How about that? Facebook workers routinely blacklisted stories from leading conservative websites like Newsmax, Breitbart, and so many others. Gizmodo, reporting news stories about the Conservative Political Action Conference, 2012 GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney, Kentucky GOP Senator Rand Paul, and other conservative topics were blocked, even if they were trending with Facebook users. That's depressing. Hats off to the guy in the back, the girl in the front, and you, yeah, you, in the corner. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.